What's going on, my tech lovers? Welcome to another exciting Tech Talk episode on the Leo podcast, where we explore the world of technology and innovation in a bite-sized, informative, and fun way. I'm your host, Kevin Munoz, and in today's episode, we'll be diving into three stories that have been making headlines in the tech world. In our first story, we explore the collaborative efforts between the United States and Mexico to diversify the semiconductor supply chain, reducing dependence on foreign sources. Then we shift gears into New York City's ambitious plan to pilot AI-powered gun detectors in subway stations, balancing security measures with privacy concerns amidst decreasing crime rates. Finally, we uncover Russian President Vladimir Putin's directive to develop a domestic video game industry, aiming for technological self-reliance amidst economic sanctions and global disruptions. Today is Monday, April 1st, and before we dive into today's three tech stories, I want to give a quick shout out to our fantastic supporters at patreon.com/latinamericaneo. If you want to unlock bonus content and help us keep the episodes coming, join our Palomitas community. Don't worry if you're not a patron yet, you're in for a treat with this episode anyways, packed with great content, so just sit back, relax, and enjoy today's show. For our first story, just a few days ago, the State Department announced a groundbreaking collaboration between the U.S. and Mexico aimed at exploring semiconductor supply chain opportunities. This partnership comes at a critical juncture as nations around the world grapple with the challenges of semiconductor shortages and the need for greater resilience in the supply chain. Let's dive a little deeper into what this partnership entails. At its core, the collaboration aligns with the U.S. CHIPS Act, a legislation passed in 2022 that allocated $500 million to develop the semiconductor supply chain. The goal? To reduce dependence on countries like China and Taiwan for critical technology components. The partnership begins with a comprehensive assessment of Mexico's semiconductor industry, regulatory framework, and workforce needs. This initial phase will lay the groundwork for future strategies aimed at enhancing Mexico's semiconductor capabilities. Now you might be asking yourselves, but why Mexico? Well, Mexico boasts a strong manufacturing base and strategic geographical proximity to the United States. By leveraging these strengths, both countries aim to strengthen the semiconductor supply chain and promote economic growth in the region. This collaboration isn't just about reducing reliance on foreign sources, it's also about fostering innovation and competitiveness. By diversifying the semiconductor supply chain and fostering partnership with allies like Mexico, the U.S. aims to stay ahead in the global race for technological supremacy. The economic implications of this partnership are immense. Strengthening Mexico's semiconductor industry could create jobs, attract investment, and drive economic growth in both countries. Additionally, it could enhance North American competitiveness in the global semiconductor market. For our second story, just recently, Mayor Eric Adams announced plans to test technology that utilizes artificial intelligence to detect guns at subway turnstiles. This decision comes on the heels of a disturbing incident where a man was shot at a Brooklyn subway station with his own gun, prompting concerns about safety and security in public transit. The city's partnership with Evolve, a Massachusetts-based weapons detection company, has raised eyebrows due to Evolve's checkered past. The company faces scrutiny over the accuracy of its machines, as well as ongoing investigations by both the Federal Trade Commission and the Securities and Exchange Commission. The pilot program, scheduled to begin in 90 days, is mandated by the POST Act, which requires transparency regarding surveillance technologies used by the New York City Police Department. Mayor Adams emphasized the city's commitment to thoroughly vetting vendors and technologies before implementation. Adams did not specify the locations or quantities of the scanners to be installed. Evolve scanners are currently operational at Citi Field, designated as the official fan screening provider of the Mets, as well as the Lincoln Center and the Metropolitan Museum of Art. In 2022, following a shooting incident on a subway car in Brooklyn, Adams temporarily deployed an Evolve scanner outside the City Hall entrance. That same year, the city conducted a similar Evolve pilot program at a hospital in the Bronx after a shooting incident occurred inside the ER waiting room. Additionally, numerous school districts nationwide have implemented Evolve scanners in and efforts to mitigate the risk of campus shootings. However, concerns have been raised about the effectiveness of eval scanners. Reports suggest that while the scanners have flagged innocuous items like umbrellas as guns, they fail to detect potentially dangerous objects, such as modified tubes designed to resemble gun barrels. Furthermore, questions linger about the independence of testing conducted by eval. Just last year, revelations emerged that eval edited a supposedly impartial report, raising doubts about the accuracy of its claims regarding detection rates. But the scrutiny doesn't end there. As mentioned earlier, both the FTC and the SEC have launched inquiries into eval's AI detection system, and investors have filed a class action lawsuit alleging deceptive practices. Despite these challenges, Mayor Adams stands by his decision, citing the importance of leveraging technology to enhance public safety. However, critics argue that gun detection systems are flawed and can lead to false alarms, exacerbating concerns about privacy and civil liberties. The Legal Aid Society, New York City's largest public defender nonprofit, has voiced opposition to using the city as a testing ground for surveillance technologies. Mayor Adams noted that violent crime in the subway system remains relatively rare, but emphasized the importance of addressing public perceptions of safety. As crime rates decrease citywide, it's clear that ensuring public trust and confidence remains a paramount concern. For our third and final story of the day, Putin wants Russia to create its own video game consoles. Russia, known for iconic games like Tetris, is now setting its sight on establishing a thriving video game industry complete with locally produced consoles. President Putin has directed the government to explore the development of both stationary and portable gaming consoles, along with the necessary infrastructure for delivering games to consumers via an operating system and cloud system. The timing of this directive is notable, coming amidst economic sanctions imposed on Russia following its invasion of Ukraine. Major video game companies like Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo have ceased official sales to Russia, prompting the Kremlin to seek self-sufficiency in the gaming sector. Putin's call for domestic console development has sparked discussions about the feasibility of such an endeavor. While local vendors continue to import foreign consoles despite the ban, the Kremlin sees an opportunity to establish a homegrown gaming industry. However, experts caution that this undertaking won't be without challenges. Developing a console requires not only advanced chip technology, but also a robust ecosystem of software developers. Reports suggest that creating a console from scratch could take up to a decade, highlighting the complexity of the task at hand. To navigate these challenges, Putin has likely tasked the Russian technology company VK with spearheading the initiative. While some question Russia's ability to produce consoles like PlayStation and Xbox independently, others propose sourcing hardware from China to expedite the process. And there you have it, tech enthusiasts, another thrilling Tech Talk episode wrapped up. So let's review the key takeaways from today's episode. First, in a bid to reduce reliance on foreign sources, the United States and Mexico have joined forces to explore semiconductor supply chain opportunities. Aligned with the US CHIPS Act, this collaboration seeks to diversify semiconductor production away from China and Taiwan. The partnership aims to strengthen Mexico's semiconductor industry, starting with a thorough assessment of its infrastructure, regulatory framework, and workforce capabilities. Beyond economic gains, this initiative enhances North American competitiveness in critical sectors like automotive and medical devices, while mitigating risks associated with geopolitical tensions and supply chain disruptions. Next, New York City's decision to pilot AI-powered gun detectors at subway turnstiles reflects growing concerns about public safety and gun violence. Supplied by Evolve, the technology aims to bolster security in public transit systems, even though it's facing scrutiny over accuracy and effectiveness. Mayor Adams' announcement underscores a commitment to leveraging technology to address safety concerns, even amidst decreasing crime rates citywide. However, questions regarding privacy and false alarms linger, given Evolve's track record and ongoing regulatory investigations. Balancing security measures with civil liberties remains paramount as the city navigates this initiative. And finally, Russian President Vladimir Putin's directive objective to develop a domestic video game industry, including stationary and portable consoles, signals a shift towards technological self-reliance amidst economic sanctions and global supply chain disruptions. While ambitious, the endeavor encounters significant challenges, including the need for advanced chip technology and a robust software developer ecosystem. Despite estimates suggesting a decade-long timeline, Russia may explore partnerships with Chinese hardware suppliers to expedite the process. The initiative reflects Russia's determination to assert its technological prowess on the global stage despite facing obstacles and uncertainties. And so, as the tech landscape continues to evolve, we'll be here to bring you the latest, the intriguing, and the downright mysterious. A big shout out to our amazing supporters at patreon.com/athenaamericaneo. Your support keeps these episodes coming. So until next time, tech lovers, stay curious, stay tech savvy, and keep riding the waves of innovation. I'm your host, Kevin Munoz, signing off from the Leo Podcast. Don't forget to join our Polymetis community on Patreon for exclusive content, and we'll catch you in the next episode of Tech Talk. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it with a family or a friend and rate it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It helps tremendously in order to bring more awareness and educational resources to our community. For more information and to stay up to date with what I'm doing, you can follow me on Instagram at LatinAmericaNeo. And if you need more information and resources, you can visit my website, LatinAmericaNeo.org. I'm Kevin Munoz. This has been the Leo Podcast, and I'll see you next time.